The Environmental Protection Agency official who oversaw Hawaii and portions of the western U.S. was abruptly forced to resign last week. He's now publicly questioning why he was terminated. Mike Stoker took over EPA's Pacific Southwest regional office in 2018. In Hawaii, he oversaw EPA's air monitoring effort during the 2018 Kilauea eruption and worked on long-term issues like cesspools and stormwater runoff. In a farewell letter to his staff, Stoker said he received a phone call from headquarters the day after President Trump's State of the Union address, telling him to submit his resignation or be fired by the end of the day.
I know I didn't do anything to deserve to be fired, and I've never had a reprimand. Nobody's had a conversation with me. The only thing that makes sense is the Office of Presidential Personnel called up the night of the State of the Union and gave the directive to let me go.
Stoker says he was publicly commended by several Democratic members of Congress for his work in their districts, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, who famously tore up her copy of the State of the Union speech. About a month before he was fired, a friend at EPA headquarters in Washington told Stoker that praise hadn't gone unnoticed. Stoker says he initially pushed back against speculation that his firing was connected to Pelosi.
The narrative that when she tore up that speech, you had a president that may have been in a state of mind going, nobody in my administration that works with that person is going to be working for me anymore. That wasn't my narrative. And at first I was going, that's silly. And the more I think about it, almost nothing else makes sense.
Stoker says he was never given a reason for his dismissal. In a statement issued on Friday, an EPA spokesperson said it's normal for regional heads to work in a bipartisan way and that Stoker was relieved for severe neglect and incompetent administration. He called that completely false. In early 2019, Stoker was investigated by the EPA Inspector General for excessive travel following an anonymous complaint. That report was completed almost a year ago and came to no conclusion and made no recommendations. Stoker says he's disappointed but praised career EPA staff, calling them the most professional and dedicated employees he's ever worked with. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.